I would tell you that to go through the bureaucracy of getting the dock transferred brought about the legislation, because it takes so long. But we've been working in our land person, Mike Fretwell, has been working seriously for 6 months with the Corps of Engineers. He hasn't got a temporary, we haven't made too much headway getting a temporary use permit. It's so complicated, it's unbelievable, but I'm still confident that we might get the temporary use permit this summer or by summer and be able to use that dock. That's part of the answer of the legislation, but I was unaware that the city had asked DOD for the transfer of the dock to the city, because I've never been told that.
Okay, with that, we thank you very much. I think we fully understand the situation much clearer now. Thank you very much for your testimony, both
of
you.
You're clear on it.
I'm clear. That's it. I think I'm not going to get any clearer. That much I do know.
I just want you to know that we have transferred a lot of land to the city of Whittier, and
I'm glad to see that.
And we did that last year, and it's a done deal.
Okay. Thank you both very much.
Thank you a lot for your time.
Senate Bill 160 is still before us, and their discussion. Senator Helfert.
Yeah, I'm reluctant to either amend it or move it, because I think the issue is live, and I would like to see the railroad and the city of Whittier get together and make a deal.
That's fine. I don't.
Whatever we can do with this legislation that precipitates that, we should do.
Well, this particular piece of legislation, the railroad opposes, so they don't much care if it moves.
I understand.
Are you talking about the 160?
Yes. Uh huh.
Yeah, we're.
No, they're opposed to it, so I don't think the pressure point is exactly there for coming to the table and having a great time. Senator Lincoln, would you wave your hand? One of you did.
No,
which one
I
was
do.
It?
I do have a question, but I didn't have my hand up. It must be telepathy.
I want to make sure I have this right. Senator Pierce, did you raise your hand? No. Okay.
Yes, she did, but she forgot.
Somebody there did. Well, Senator Lincoln.
Just going back to Senate Bill 160 is the effective date, and I think that's reasonable whether this goes anywhere or not. And I don't have an amendment written out to have the effective date, and Senator Helfert, I don't think you were in here when we had the conversation, but to have that effective date as of June for the affected communities, so it's not January 1 of 2000 that they would have the road access, that they're not having to have to pay double for the surcharge until, you know, unless they have the or until they have the tunnel open. And so I would hope that if we were thinking of moving this, that we have an amendment written up to take care of the communities affected.
All right.
You want to do that here, or you want to do it in finance?
I think probably in finance for that. It's dollars.
I would suggest, if you're going to do that, that frankly, a little short run into Whittier paying the same fee as a trip to McKinley Park, when the short run into Whittier is going to be a lot more resident dense and the McKinley Park trip is going to be a lot more non-resident dense. I would hope the Finance Committee could come back with something that said $5 or not to exceed 20% of the ticket price or 15% of the ticket price. And it would be ongoing, because I think $5 for running the shuttle through to Whittier is going to be too high 2 years from now, even when they do have the option of driving. But that's that's my own. But I'm willing to let the bill go if that's what everybody wants to do. But I want to see, I mean, in the ultimate sense, what I want is I want Whittier and the railroad to get together and figure out who gets what piece of the dock.
Senator Pierce.
Both entities of the state.
Okay, just a minute. Senator Pierce.
I don't disagree that I'd like Whittier and the railroad to get together on this dock, but I, you know, we've got a lot of state assets. When it's HFC trying to buy property, i.e. their own building that they live in, we get a bill. When Ada wants to do bonds over a certain amount or do pretty much anything, they go through our process. I don't think we should have yet another entity like Evos that's buying, getting property from the feds or from anywhere else without us knowing about it, because it does create a long-term liability. It also can create a non-competitive or an anti-competitive situation. The railroad wants land for essential railroad services. I don't have so much of a problem, but just to have the railroad through some means that they claim they don't even know about, happen to have a lobbyist back in D.C. who's got the juice to get something dropped in a bill that we wouldn't even know about if it weren't for the ongoing vigilance of the city of Whittier in this case. You know, I am tired of the largesse of the delegation just keep coming to us with us not being able to plan that as we plan everything else that we're trying to do, and we've got a $1 billion fiscal gap. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I would move my amendment, which is floating around here somewhere.
It's D1. Amendment D1. Is there any objection to the amendment? Amendment's adopted. The bill's before us. What's the pleasure of the committee? Is there any objection? Hearing none, the bill is moved as amendment out of committee with individual recommendations along with the accompanying fiscal note. Is there anything else to come before the committee?
Who is Mr. Zane lobbying for in D.C.? He's not lobbying for the railroad.
Oscar Rayburn.
He is. Mm-hmm. Well, if he had the amendment put in, how could you not have known about it?
Well, I was out of town for a few days, and I don't know when it was prepared or when it was dropped in, or when Congressman Young did it. I mean, I, you know what.
But I assume you knew that the railroad was going to ask for it.
Sure, because we looked us to be a long time, a long process to get it transferred through the mechanism of the actual federal government, and it was advanced to us that that might be the solution to the legislation. But I didn't realize it was going to happen this soon. It doesn't change our plans on the MOU. It doesn't change our plans on trying to get joint use temporary permit to be able to use the dock this summer or next year.
Mm-hmm. The city could give you a joint use permit.
They could.
As easily.
They could.
I don't think one entity should control the entire waterfront of the access to the entire Prince William Sound.
I just wanted to, if I could, Senator.
Yes, please, Governor.
This is off of the drag. It's on, like, this for you folks, but I didn't come here to talk about Whittier at all.
No,
but we
know that. Believe me,
so
this just came up.
Senate Bill 160 was my prime reason to be here. And unfortunately, Senator Halford was here when I testified, but that's the bill you moved. And I just want to say that it's devastating to us on the plans that we have from Seward to Anchorage and for our commuter business that we plan to start in the year 2002, 2003. And the final head tax makes us non-competitive. We you can't compete on that sort of thing. And so if you're gonna, you know, get the done, there was a playing field, isn't level. Buses, ferries, trams, miniature railroads, whatever it is, or go scot-free, and we get a head tax.
Yeah, but don't all of them pay taxes?
No.
The trams and the buses?
They pay property taxes. But I mean, we build our own roads and repair our own roads too and plow our own snow. So one argument versus the other, but so it's discriminatory and it's not fair to us. And our earnings are fragile, as I pointed out, and we need to make them more secure. We've not been a burden on the state. We don't plan to be a burden on the state, don't want to be. And we don't need to be plagued with a problem that's gonna give us a problem.
Thank you, Governor. Is there any additional comments or questions from the committee members at this time? Hearing none, Senate Transportation will stand adjourned.
Thank you.